On Capitol Hill today, a new public hearing. AP's Sagar Magani on the witnesses.
One will be a Republican witness, George Washington University professor Jonathan Turley, who will tell the panel Democrats are bringing a slipshod case against the president. In an opening statement obtained by the AP, Turley says the president's call with Ukraine's leader was anything but perfect, and a case for impeachment could be made, but not on this record. The other three witnesses called by Democrats will argue for impeachment. Michael Gerhard from the University of North Carolina will say if Congress fails to impeach here, then the impeachment process has lost all meaning. Sagar Magani, Washington.
At the NATO summit in London today, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson sounded a theme for the future.
At this council, we have the opportunity to strengthen the unity of purpose that has made NATO the greatest and most successful alliance in history, and to take the new steps that are profoundly necessary to ensure another 70 years of peace and security.
Also at the summit, President Trump called out Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau for being part of an overheard conversation that echoed the view that Mr. Trump held too many long news conferences. The president's response?
Well, he's too fast.
Do you think that Germany is too naive?
And honestly, with Trudeau, he's a nice guy. I find him to be a very nice guy. But, you know, the truth is that I called him out on the fact that he's not paying 2%. And I guess he's not very happy about it.
A Japanese aid worker and five colleagues were gunned down and killed today in eastern Afghanistan. It happened in Jalalabad. A provincial government spokesman tells VOA Dr. Tedros Nakamura and members of the Japan Medical Services were traveling to a project site when they were attacked. From Washington, this is VOA News. Amnesty International says it has credible new reports that more than 200 people were killed in less than a week.